Ulysses Campbell for Fantastic Forum.
Todd Phillips' Joker, Folia Dieu, features outstanding performances from its leads, but fails to achieve the level of artistry in the first film. And those who embrace Joker will likely be entertained, but ultimately find it a disappointing continuation of the story of Arthur Fleck. It picks up essentially where the earlier movie concluded. Fleck is in Arkham Asylum for the criminally insane while awaiting trial. A model prisoner, he gains some favor with the guards and earns the privilege of attending music classes aimed at rehabilitation. In class, Fleck strikes up a friendship with fellow patient Lee Quinzel. Quinzel is a Joker groupie and gravitates towards Fleck. Will the developing relationship cause Fleck's Joker persona to reassert itself? And what does this mean for his trial and the legion of followers from Gotham's downtrodden underclass who continue to idolize Joker as a folk hero and leader of their social movement against the elite? Joaquin Phoenix returns as Arthur Fleck. As I mentioned earlier, he gives an outstanding performance. Although there is not enough material here for him to match his work in the previous film, Lady Gaga co-stars as Lee Quinzel. She has established herself as a credible actress, but I don't believe this role will do anything to further that reputation. Joker Folia Dieu also features Brendan Gleeson, Catherine Keener, Steve Coogan, Harry Lauty, Bill Smitrovic, Ken Leung, Jacob Laughlin, and Alfred Reuben Thompson. Also reprising their roles from Joker are Zazie Beetz, Lee Gill, and Sharon Washington. Todd Phillips returns to direct from the screenplay by him and Scott Silver. And, despite the artful way Joker was crafted, Joker Folia Dieu isn't nearly as well structured or executed. This is somewhat surprising given the participation of the same creative talents. More surprising still is the pedestrian nature of the story. This is particularly confusing considering the clever plot twists of the first film, although it may explain why Joker Folia Dieu is a musical. Phillips was looking for something innovative to distinguish the effort. And though the musical elements are mostly entertaining, they fail to succeed as an overall effort to elevate the project. The music itself is more reminiscent of a Golden Age musical picture than of an inventive contemporary offering. One of my primary criticisms of Joker was the lack of consequences for its protagonist. Phillips probably heard a lot of that and appears to attempt to address this with the legal trial plotline. As in the first film, he is also very loose with the adaptation of the comic book source material in his presentation. This interpretation tends to dilute the Harley Quinn character to the point where she becomes barely recognizable to the comics familiar in the audience. Joker Folia Dieu runs 2 hours and 18 minutes, and it's rated R. There is profanity, minimal nudity, sexual situations, and graphic violence. This is not a movie for children. I'd leave them at home. A disappointing effort that fails to reach the quality of the first film despite an outstanding performance from the lead. 1.5 out of 4 stars. Ulysses Campbell for Fantastic Forum.